Today we take things like a high school education for granted. If you want a diploma, you usually have access to a school where you can earn it. It was once not so easy. The story of the struggle just to attend a high school is one of my favorite interviews, and we take a look back at a man who lived to be over 100 years old. It's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Why do you listen?
I like to hear about the weather and the stocks and the animal prices. It's good to know because I have a lot of customers who come in the store and that's what they ask.
I want to stay informed. I want to know what's going on in my town. I also want to be entertained, whether it's sports or music or, you know, an update on the weather. I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Raymond Hagen was born in 1915 in Mercer County, Missouri, along the Iowa state line. Raymond wanted to go to high school, but as he neared the age to attend, the Depression hit.
Just quick like, everything went to pieces. My father had a great big bunch of hogs ready to sell, a big bunch of lambs ready to sell. You couldn't sell anything. Just kept hanging on to them, and you know, what are you going to do with them? A lot of farmers were losing their farms, and a lot of banks were going broke.
After his eighth grade year in the summer of 1931, a high school ag teacher from the neighboring school district met Raymond at a local farmers' meeting.
Said, "What grade are you in?" I told him I was in eighth grade, and he said, "Will you come to high school next year?" And I said, "Oh, no, we don't go to high school here." He said, "Well, now down to Princeton, I've got VOAgriculture," and he told me about the vocational agriculture and FFA. Boy, he sold me right quick.
Raymond wanted to find a way to go to high school in Princeton, a few miles south of his hometown of Mercer.
During the summer, I kept telling my folks I want to go to Princeton for the vocational agriculture. So that fall, my parents took me and a sister was in the same grade I was in, and an older sister took the three of us to Princeton and found a good old lady that had a room for rent and rented that room.
A first cousin also lived in that room. One rented room with two beds for four family members attending high school. Raymond earned his high school diploma, quite an accomplishment, but now he wanted to go to college. The story of the extraordinary lengths he took to make that a reality is next time as we travel the countryside. Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.